Chapter 4 Reading Pages 60 and 61 Father and Son Most films these days are easy to describe because they fit into types such as martial arts films or love stories. But Father and Son is different. It is a film about the love and conflict between a father and his son. It is a film about real Hong Kong people. The film is set in Hong Kong in the recent past. It shows us the life of the Law family during the 1960s, when they were living in a squatter area. And then in the 1970s, when they were living in a resettlement estate. The two main characters are the father, Mr. Law, and his son, Law Ka-hing. Mr. Law is a low-paid clerk in an office. He cannot get promotion because of his lack of qualifications. Therefore, he is determined that his only son, Ka-hing, should get good exam results. Ka-hing, however, is not very interested in schoolwork. His only ambition is to make films. The film starts with a tragic ending to the story. Old Mr. Law opens a letter from his son, and his face lights up. At last, he says, he rushes up the stairs of his resettlement block. But he is so excited that he suffers a heart attack and falls down the stairs. A piece of paper drops from his hand and floats down to where he is lying. It is his son's graduation certificate. Just as he has achieved his life's ambition, he dies. After this sad opening, the film goes back about 15 years to show us the early relationship between father and son. The Law family is very poor, and the father works hard to support them. Ka-hing's sisters do well in school, but their father is mainly interested in Ka-hing, since he is the only son. Ka-hing is fascinated by the cinema. He always wants to watch films or to make his own. He has such a strong love of films that it distracts him from his studies. As a result, he finally fails his A-levels. Because of this failure, Mr. Law decides that Ka-hing must go to America to study. To pay for this, he forces one daughter to marry a wealthy husband, and the other to give up college and get a job. Their loyalty is so strong that they wish. Ka-hing is reluctant to go to America, but finally he sees that his father would be heartbroken if he disobeys, and thus he agrees to go. The film is sad because it is partly based on the life of its brilliant director, Fong Yuk-ping. Fong also had a difficult relationship with his father and studied film in America. Tragically, Fong's own father and his mother were killed in a plane crash as they flew to America for his graduation ceremony. The film is always interesting to watch as it is very realistic. The director's use of little details of everyday life is very good. For example, we see Ka-hing, as a young boy, making a simple toy cinema with a candle and a box to show his interest in films. This film shows us many things about Hong Kong family life and problems which we can all understand. It is a serious film, but it is also very entertaining and often very funny. I would definitely recommend it. Integrated Skills Pages 65 and 66 B. Combining Information 1. 1. Write a short reply to Ingrid Charles's letter. you must accept her invitation. Tell her that you are not free to come to the first meeting, but you will be able to come to the second meeting. It is not necessary to write any addresses on your letter for this task. Sign your letter, K.K. Wells. 2. You will hear part of an interview with a film director. Listen and take brief notes as in the example.
If you want further details of a career in engineering. And now I'd like to welcome our next guest, Michael Watson, who is here to talk to us about the careers in the world of movies. Welcome to the program, Mike.
Thank you, Pamela.
Well, we all know about the stars of movies, the actors and actresses. But first, Mike, I think it would probably help us if you told us about some of the people behind the scenes. You know, the people who actually make the movie happen.
Well, in most cases, I suppose it's the producer who gets things going. The producer is the one who selects a project and decides to make the film. He or she then gets a writer to write a script and finds the money. That's the difficult part, to make the film, and the producer then appoints the main staff, such as the director.
So, you're a director, Mike. What does your job involve?
Well, the director is the person who is in charge of the filming. It's your responsibility to get the film made. But of course there are lots of other people to help. For example, there's the casting director. The casting director keeps records of hundreds of actors and actresses, and he or she chooses most of the actors and actresses for the film.
And then there's an art director, isn't there?
Right. The art director has two main jobs in most movies. The first thing is that they design the sets, you know, the indoor studios. Like, if we're doing a film set in the 1950s, not from the 1990s. And then, second, their other main job is to design all the costumes, the clothes the actors and actresses wear.
And what about the technical staff? They're important to the film too, aren't they?
Very much so. They're absolutely essential. They're responsible for the photography, actually using the cameras, for the lighting, and for recording the sound, and...
Then there's the editor. What does an editor do?
Well, after all the shooting, there's just hundreds and thousands of meters of film, and the editor's job is to view all of this, choose the best pieces, and put them together to make the final film.
I see. Now, if any of our listeners are interested in getting into the film industry, what would you suggest?
Speaking. Page 71. A. Consonant clusters with L and R.
1. Play, pray, fly, fry, climb, crime, bled, bread, glass, grass.
2. Conflict, clerk, floats, flew.
3. Promotion, distracts, heartbroken, crash.
4. A block of flats, a graduation ceremony, their strong loyalty, serious problems.
5. The pilot flew the broken plane brilliantly, landing on the green grass. Frequent robberies lead to a career in crime and probably prison. Gary promised Glenda frequent promotion to an appropriate level.
More language input. Reading, page 74. Love narrows the gap.
As children approach adulthood, they often find that they think differently from their parents on a number of issues. Beliefs and values, family and friends. Work and study, career and life goals, and so on. Generation gap is a term coined by sociologists in the 1960s to describe such differences between young adults and their parents. The generation gap is not limited to modern times. Documents from ancient Roman times show that parents were concerned about their children not following traditions. However, the gap is not always negative. Very often, the gap can help people realize their own problems, e.g., lack of respect, lack of communication, lack of tolerance of imperfection, and so on. Through efforts generated by love and understanding between parents and their offspring, problems get solved, personalities change, conflicts turn into harmony, and the family thrives. In the development of human history, the generation gap is a very natural thing. A positive attitude and communication between parents and children will help close the gap.
Listening. Page 75. Listen to some facts about films and TV, some information.
1. Moving images have always been popular. There were shadow plays 5,000 years ago in China.
2. Cinema became possible in the middle of the 19th century when projection and photography came together.
3. The film industry started in the 1900s when moving pictures were invented.
4. Talking pictures first appeared in 1927.
5. Millions of people went to the cinema due to the introduction of color films in the 1930s.
6. TV became very popular in the 1950s. By the early 50s, weekly cinema audiences had been cut in half to 50 million.
7. By the mid-1960s, 90% of the households in the U.S. had at least one TV set, and 12% had two or more sets.
8. In the 1990s, films were still popular because of the common use of video recorders. People enjoyed renting films to watch at home or recording films from the TV.
9. Today, 75% of all box office tickets are sold to people between the ages of 15 and 25.
10. It is said that modern films have three lives out of one. First they appear in the cinema, then on video, and finally they are shown on TV.